Hello.
Yep. Sorry, I'm not sure what's going on, maybe.
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask you. Why are we getting cut up all the time?
I'm not really sure. Regardless, I'm here now. You know, as far as apartments, you know, you'd be able to rent something. You know, that wouldn't be an issue. You know, buying something would definitely more than likely be out of the question at that price point. But, you know, what do you want to do?
I definitely want to sell anyway.
Right.
Hello.
Are you there? I'm here. Yep.
Okay.
Let me just look at one thing. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm having a hard time because, I mean, you're looking for what? You said tax assessments, what, for?
456 is the tax assessment.
Okay, I'm looking at it. On here, it's saying 433.
433, well, I got my bill with me that I just paid in June, and it says 456,200.
Let me verify, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Okay, so 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 1834 square feet, right?
Well, I don't know. I didn't measure, but that's about right.
Okay. So, I tell you this. If we could get you, you know, close to that, I mean, and help you move, what's from stopping you from doing anything?
What do you mean?
Say that again?
I said, what do you mean?
You know, if we could get you close, and you know, get you what you want for the property. I mean,
yeah.
what would be you going forward with this? You know, if we'll help you find your next place, if we can get you close to what you're asking. I mean, was there anything else that I'd be missing if, you know, we were to want to go forward on this?
What else could it be missing?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, would there be anything if we could get close to what you're asking, what would be holding you back, you know, and be flexible with you on closing? Is there anything that would be holding back from going forward?
I don't see what there would be if I can afford something else.
What's that?
I said, I don't see what would be holding me back if I can afford something else.
Okay. All right, so basically, you know...
Basically, it goes by what I'm offered.
Okay. So, you know, if we're going to help you move and, you know, providing the moving assistance, you know, I think we'd be, you know, pretty close to 450. We're not quite there yet, but we'd be close and we'd help you move. We'd handle the logistics and we'd find you a new place. Obviously, you would approve it. And that would be within, you know, mutually upon agreed between us. You know, we say, hey, do you like this? No, no, no. And then, you know, when you find that, you know, one place, then, you know, you can kind of move forward with it. So, I mean, you know.
I don't know what you're getting at here.
Well, I'm close to 450. I'm not quite there yet if we were going to help you do, you know, everything.
Okay, well. I mean, I cannot force you to make me an offer that you can't afford to make me.
Well, my question is, you know, is that something that you'd be willing to consider, you know, is...
Under 450, no.
So you're saying right now, if I go 450 today and... You would be ready.
I would be ready to accept it, maybe. I would have to consult with my financial advisor. But the thing is that what I am a bit scared about is you're telling me that you'll help me to move. You know, does that
right.
mean I have to accept what you are, whatever you find for me?
No, no, no. And here's the thing: is you know, you kind of already said it is. If you know, if we were to be at 450, you know, my employees don't work for free, so you know, the moving assistance would. You know, that wouldn't necessarily be included. Just, I mean, we could be flexible with you closing, but, you know, we wouldn't be offering the moving assistance.
Which means what?
Which means, you know, we'd still be flexible with you on time period, but as far as, you know, finding your next place, you know, that would be, you know, on you to do that.
Well, that's the way I would prefer it anyway. Because
okay.
I don't want to be forced to move into somewhere I don't want to go.
Sure. Completely understand that. So why don't we do this? You said you have to consult with your financial advisor. What? I guess.
Yes.
What? Am I missing something? Or because you said you wanted 450. What?
Minimum. Very minimum.
Okay. And when do you want to talk with him?
Well, I can talk with him anytime I get an offer.
Okay. Well, why don't you talk with him and see if that's something that you can make sense of? And
well, I don't have an offer to talk with him about.
Well, I'm saying if we can go 450, you know, have a conversation with him and see if that's something that would suit you guys.
Okay. I'll talk with him for $450. But does that include all my closing costs and everything?
Yes.
So I don't have any closing costs or agent fees to pay?
That would be correct.
Okay, I'll talk to him and let you know.
All right, when should I expect your call?
Hold on a second. You're Zach, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'll put your phone number as 0467 into my phone, and then I'll call you back. I don't know.
Yeah.
It, as soon as I can reach him. Right now, he's undergoing chemotherapy treatment. So we sometimes hard to get. So it could be today, could be tomorrow.
Okay. I'll wait for your call.
Okay then. Thank you so much,
right.
Zach.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.